This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After losing Game 1 of the day-night doubleheader on Wednesday, the Reds came back and pounded the Cardinals in Game 2, 12-2 the final score. Nick Castellanos led the charge with a two-run homer in the first, and then topped that with a grand slam in the second inning. Kyle Farmer and Eugenio Suarez both went deep as well for Cincinnati. It was also a pretty good night on the mound for Sonny Gray, who pitched five strong innings. Highlights coming up, but first some final thoughts from Tommy Thrall and Jeff Brantley.
Thanks, Jed. Well, Cowboy, this was certainly a good one. The Reds have had their struggles well documented against left-handed pitchers. They come out against the left-hander tonight and knock Jay Happ out of this game before he could get an out in the second inning. He had surrendered seven of the Reds' 12 runs that they scored tonight, and he served up a couple of big, long, far ones to Nick Castellanos as well.
Yeah, I would. Just judging by what we saw early in this ball game, and just the kind of the way that the Reds were moving around, I think they were probably tired of hearing the left-handed scenario that the Reds can't hit left-handers. And Nick Castellanos, he helped them out a little bit with the two-run home run in the first, the grand slam in the second. Kyle Farmer with a two-run home run. I mean, you put up nine runs in the first two innings in a seven-run ball game. You're doing all right.
Yeah, the Reds did well tonight. Big night offensively. And then Sonny Gray, another really good start for him.
Yeah, I thought Sonny threw the ball awfully well. And once you have a lead like that, even though he did give up two home runs, I think you have to just continue to be aggressive within the strike zone. And we saw that with Sonny. You and I were talking about in the middle of the ball game. He only had to pitch out of the stretch one time, and that was after he hit Tommy Edmond back in the third inning with two outs. And if that's the only time you have to pitch out of the stretch, I'd say you've got it working.
Life was good for Sonny Gray and the Reds in the nightcap of today's doubleheader. Cardinals took the first. The Reds take the second. 12-2 the final. Yet back to you.
Now to the highlights. This game got underway the same way the two previous games against the Cardinals did, with a top of the first home run by St. Louis. This time it was leadoff man Tommy Edman.
In game one of today's doubleheader, Edman swings, sends a high deep drive to right field. Castellanos is back on the warning track. He's at the wall, leaps. It is gone. The Cardinals with their third first-inning home run of the series. Tommy Edman goes deep to right, his 10th home run of the year, and the Cardinals are on top 1-0.
The lead was short-lived, however. Jonathan India led off the bottom of the first with a double off Jay Happ. After Tyler Stevenson grounded out, Nick Castellanos gave Cincinnati the lead.
Chance right now for Castellanos to do some damage against Happ. Reds are down one early. India's at second with one out, the 0-1 pitch, and Castellanos swings at a breaking ball and hits it high and deep to left, way back and gone.
Did you say crushed?
I did. And he keeps crushing. 25th home run of the year for Castellanos puts the Reds on top 2-1.
After the home run, Joey Votto walked, and then Eugenio Suarez hit what was at first ruled a two-run homer, but the play was reviewed and overturned. Instead, Suarez got a double. Joey Votto had to go back to third base. Neither runner ended up scoring. The Reds broke the game wide open in the bottom of the second inning. Sonny Gray led off with a single. Jonathan India followed that with the single, as did Tyler Stevenson. So the bases were juiced with no outs and Nick Castellanos back at the plate.
A 1-2 pitch. And this ball is belted into the left center field gap and deep, and it is gone! A grand slam for Nick Castellanos!
I mean, Castellanos owns Jay Happ like I've got a key to your house. Wow.
Joey Votto was next up, and he singled. That was it for Happ. Junior Fernando replaced him and struck out Suarez for out number one. Then it was Kyle Farmer's turn.
Fernandez sets ready and deals the 2-0 pitch. And Farmer swings. He hits one high and deep, right center field. That's way back, and it is gone. Farmer's 13th home run of the year. This one's a two-run shot, and it's 8-1 Reds.
With Aristides Aquino at the plate, Fernando had to leave the game with an apparent injury. Daniel Ponce de Leon came on and finished the walk to Aquino. Next up was the newest Red, Delino DeShields.
Castellanos and Farmer have both gone deep. Castellanos with the bases loaded, Farmer with a man on, the 2-2. And DeShields grounds it down the third baseline, fair, and it'll roll into the left field corner. Aquino on his horse, he will motor around third and get the wave home. He will score. The ball is dropped out in short left field. DeShields heading for third, and he gets under the tag, and the ball rolls away from Arenado. That'll be a double and probably an error on the shortstop, DeYoung, with his handling of that relay throw.
Cincinnati sent 12 batters to the plate in the second. The inning finally ended on a great play by the Cardinals' second baseman.
The 0-1 pitch, and Stevenson skies a pop-up, shallow right field, into foul territory, second baseman over.
Did he catch that
Edmund
ball?
Made the catch and then tumbles over the tarp into the net of the first row seats.
Well, that was a great, great play by Tommy Edmund.
How about that play?
Fearless.
Edmund racing over from second base, makes the catch, and then rolled right over the tarp, over that sidewall, and into the net, and got hung up on the first row seats. That's how this wild second inning closes.
The Reds added two more runs in the third off Ponce de Leon. He walked Nick Castellanos and Joey Votto back-to-back to start the inning. Castellanos moved to third base on a fielder's choice, and then Kyle Farmer got him home.
So they have won the series. Here's a fly ball into left center field, a long run for O'Neill. He will get to the baseball. Tagging and scoring is Castellanos. And it's a 10-1 ball game. Give Kyle Farmer his third RBI of the night on a sacrifice fly into deep left center field.
Aquino then walked, and then once again, Delino DeShields was at the plate.
Whitley checks second twice, now to the plate. And there's a looping liner into left field. Here comes Suarez. He's going to score. And Aquino, boy, if that is some kind of aggressive base running, he will make it to third base. And on the throw coming in from O'Neill, on to second is DeShields. And that's probably going to end up being an error on the left fielder, O'Neill.
The Cardinals put a second run on the board in the top of the fourth when Nolan Arenado stepped into the box.
The kick, the 2-2. And Arenado cranks one to left field. Well hit. Aquino going back. He turns and looks. It's gone. Arenado sails one out of here to left field. That's his 27th home run of the year. And that will make it an 11-2 Reds lead.
Sonny Gray pitched a 1-2-3 fifth inning, and his night was over. Five innings, two hits, two runs, both earned. No walks, three strikeouts, two home runs, one hit batter, 76 pitches, 49 of those four strikes. The Reds added to their lead in the bottom of the fifth. Joey Votto flew out to begin the inning, and then A. Eugenio Suarez crushed a Brandon Dixon pitch.
The 1-2 pitch, Dixon to the plate. Oh, man, did he kill this one. High and deep and way back there. Home run, A. Eugenio Suarez. A 1-2 fastball, and he clocked it like he knew it was coming.
Jeff Hoffman pitched a 1-2-3 sixth inning with a pair of strikeouts. David Bell called on Amir Garrett in the top of the seventh. He got two quick ground ball outs, but then gave up a double to Ali Sanchez. He ended the game, however, against Paul DeJong.
1-1 to DeJong. He swings, skies one in the air, pretty deep center field, going back on it to Shields. He's there. He's got it. And that's it. Reds win it 12-2 over the Cardinals tonight at Great American Ballpark. The Reds split this doubleheader with St. Louis today.
Here are the totals for Cincinnati. 12 runs, 12 hits, no errors, 7 left on base. For St. Louis, 2 runs, 3 hits, 2 errors. They stranded 2. Gray the winner, 7-6. Happ the loser, 8-7. Home runs in the game. St. Louis hit 2 of them. Edmund, number 10. Arenado, number 27. Cincinnati, Castellanos, number 25 and number 26. Farmer, number 13. Suarez hit his 24th. 2 hours and 48 minutes. 10,892 on hand at Great American Ballpark. Time to hear from the man who pounded out 2 home runs and drove in 6, Nick Castellanos.
Well, Nick, just what was your view of what happened there after the grand slam?
My view is that that was my second homer, and I drove in 6, and, you know, all of a sudden there was an issue. You know, there was no issue when Lester absolutely carved me up, and there was no issue in the first game. But then there was an issue.
How long had it had that chunk in it, chunk out of it?
My last at-bat in Miami was when I cued that slider to first. Kind of just push the wood back. So what I do, because I've been doing it all year, because I don't want to just waste a bat, is I'll just pick the pieces of wood that are pushed back until the entire bat is intact. And then I just go and use it. You know, my opening day homer against them had a chunk missing because the same thing happened in spring training.
Were you irritated? I mean, you weren't happy about it, but when you were waiting for it to go down, were you worried that the home run wasn't going to be allowed? And that irritated you?
I think it was whatever. It is what it is. He's trying to do anything that he can to make his team have the best chance to win, right? Today, or the second game today, was making them check a bat that drove in 6 runs that put them ahead. You know, it is what it is. My feelings of it are kind of irrelevant. That's just what he chose to do. So I decided to give this dangerous piece of lumber to some lucky kid that was sitting above the dugout. So at the end of the day, everybody wins.
The Reds have Thursday off before opening up a 3-game series Friday night against the Detroit Tigers. Vladimir Gutierrez goes to the mound in Game 1 against Tyler Alexander. We're on the air with the pregame show at 6:40. First pitch is scheduled for 7:10. And once again, the Reds and Cardinals split a doubleheader on Wednesday. St. Louis wins Game 1 5-4. The Reds come back and knock off the Cardinals in the nightcap 12-2. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.